This is Mustard Service, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
I'm going down.
To another episode of Naive Melodies Meets Epic Moth Time. Woo. This is the last show.
The last one.
The last show. My name is Danny.
I'm Lucy.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Farm Radio. Welcome to our last show ever.
Welcome to the very, very last one.
Pretty epic stuff, right?
Not too bad. A little bit weird and existential. So something about it, I guess.
Super weird and existential.
If you cry, I might cry.
No, I'm definitely going to cry, but luckily
cry
this
too.
Is a radio station, so no one can see. Should we play our first song? Besides, that song randomly came on, the Moon song.
I love that song. That's the Hole of the Moon by the Water Boys. Best lyric ever is like, you saw the rain, dirty valley, I saw Brigadoon, I saw the crescent, you saw the Hole of the Moon. I love that song. It actually makes me think of you.
Really?
Well, the whole thing is basically being like, it's like I did these things, but I when I see the crescent, you see the whole moon. Like, you see life's beauty and everything. It's like,
oof, it's the tears.
I know, I'm feeling them, but it's like I saw the rain, dirty valley. I saw all these things that were like, just life, and you made them more beautiful. You saw Brigadoon, you saw the whole.
Lucy's making us cry,
four minutes into the show?
I'm
crying now. It's like, I've loved Tufts, but I look around and I'm like, there are things that I was like, this isn't that great, and then I was with you, and they were so much better.
Oh gosh. Okay, let's play
the first song.
The first song is an Epic Moth Time classic. It's Cherry Colored Funk by the Cocteau Twins. For the last time.
Oh my gosh.
Alrighty.
Is that Ox One?
Yeah, Ox One.
Alright, here we go.
No,
We're back.
Hello, that was Cherry Colored Funk by the Cocteau Twins, an epic Moth Time classic, and possibly one of my favorite songs of college. Definitely defined my time at Tufts, I think.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great one.
But I always listen to it on the bus coming back from the SMFA during my art school days, and just a good song for walking around campus. But our next song is one that bonded me and Lucy when we were freshmen.
It was the last song you played on your radio show freshman year. It was like maybe not the last song you played, but it was on the last set list of that year. That was so beautiful. It was that one, and there was also I like hurt my knee when I was 6 when I tried to run away and I got scared.
Oh, yes,
like,
yeah. Yes. What the heck?
What the heck is wrong with me? Yeah, that's the band, and the song is What the Heck Is Wrong With Me or something like that.
Weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is Vacation by Florist.
All right.
Please enjoy.
Hello.
Um, That was Vacation by Florist. I forgot for a moment what song it was.
I was looking at the playlist I made you at some point, I think summer after DZO. Freshman year. Yeah. And I can't believe you just know it off the top of your head. That's so sweet. But I was like, what song? Maybe there's a song on here that particularly reminds me of you. But like, they all, I mean, all of them really do. But then I feel like that one, actually, the Florist song reminded me the most. But yeah, so I don't know.
It's such a good song. It's so like sweet and reminiscent, but like not of anything specific, but kind of like the time.
I also
you know?
I love the, like, if I've fallen in love before, and I'm pretty sure that I know that I have, or I'm pretty sure that I have.
My house will burn down tomorrow. It's like, oh yes. Oh. Anyway, we're gonna play Send Me On My Way by Rusted Root.
Do you want to
next
read your poem first?
But I have a poem to read, and obviously me and Lucy love our poetry.
Big
this
poetry
one
fans.
We're big poetry fans, but this one I wrote myself. Ooh. Okay, so I went to New York in March with my friend Amelia, who's listening. Hi, Amelia.
Hey, Amelia.
And yeah, so I said bye to her, and then I had like an extra day in New York to just hang out, yeah. And so this poem is from the extra day. Okay. To the beautiful man across the tracks at the 103rd Street station this afternoon. You are so pretty in your blue jacket. You are holding a guitar case. I wonder, what is your favorite song to play? Did you know the chances of us being here together in this moment are so infinitely small that by definition this instance is miraculous? But the thing about miracles is that they are fleeting. As soon as I saw you, I knew I would lose you. Across the tracks to the Uptown One. I hope that someday we will meet again. But this time, maybe, going in the same direction. That is the poem.
Heck yeah.
And now here is Send Me On My Way by Rusted Root.
Well, pick me up with golden hand. Oh, me say, oh, me tell you to run.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I'm over to see, I'm over to young. Well, I would like to hold my little hand. I will well run with, I will well cry.
I would like to hold my
Hello! That was Send Me On My Way by Rusted Root.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that song always reminds me of my favorite movie. One of my favorite movies. Yes, Matilda.
Yes, I was like, is it a different movie? It was like the Matilda song.
No, I would listen to it. I would watch that movie every single day after school for like all of second grade. I would like come home, put it in the VHS, and
I
then
love
just
Matilda.
Like watch it. So good.
Why have we never watched Matilda together?
Should we do that tonight?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Okay. That'll be our plan. Me and Lucy are hanging out later. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Yeah, we are, baby.
Yes. Okay. So now we're going to do the dried fruit PSA, which is the only PSA I have
ever
done.
Read.
It's the only PSA I've ever read.
I think once when I was training people, I played something else just to show them you could play something off Rivendell, and then it was like, fine, but it doesn't count.
Yeah, I got really annoyed, but not in a real way, just in a like, ugh.
I always played PSAs off Rivendell for like, except for a few times when I read like a couple different ones, whatever, throughout my, you know, my 10 year at WMFO. And then this year I've literally like only done the dried fruit PSA except for like
you're hanging
once
with
or twice.
Me.
Yeah.
Do you want to read it or should I read it? Or we could split it.
I feel like you've got to read it.
Okay, you read the title. You read the title.
Or just like dry. You want me to just read dried fruit PSA?
Yes.
Or do you want me to read? I'll read dried fruit PSA. And I'll leave you the list, everything else.
Oh,
yeah?
Perfect.
Dried fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits.
Okay. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of dried fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This is a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford. Tops Educational Radio!
Woo!
Yeah.
That might have been too loud for me just yelling woo into the mic.
That's okay.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry, headphone listeners.
Sorry, headphone listeners. Sorry, our dear headphone fans. Do you want to introduce the next song?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe I'll do Mrs. Robinson by Simon and Garfunkel from The Graduate because we just graduated. We graduated yesterday.
We are graduates of Tufts University.
When I was walking back from being, I was just with my like some of my family in the Harvard area, like that's where they're staying, and I passed by a news people who were like, and one of the guy was like, oh, like, you know, hey, you just graduate, are you gonna graduate on like Thursday, which I think is like when the Harvard graduation is or when the Harvard law grad, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, no, I graduated yesterday, and he goes, you're no longer a part of Harvard. I was like, oh, I didn't go to Harvard at all, like, but it was just funny.
Wow, we are not graduates of Harvard, we are graduates
of
Tufts.
But it's funny because I was like, I graduated yesterday, and I had this moment, but he was not. He was super nice. He was like, "Oh, congratulations!" But I was like having a moment that was like,
"You were like,
no,
I graduated yesterday,"
and he was just like, "From Harvard." I was like, "Oh, I know from Tufts." And he was like, "Oh, okay." I was like, "Oh, I was kind of having my moment, but
our
I guess
bright,
it's over."
Sweet college years, how they've flown by.
I'm so grateful though; they were so good.
I had a good time. Yeah, 10 out of 10 would recommend.
Yeah.
This is.
Oh, but yeah. So I was going to play the graduate. Sorry, I was going to play The Graduate. And then I was like, oh, I could play. I was gonna play Mrs. Robinson from The Graduate. Then I was gonna play maybe America by Simon and Garfunkel, same album. In this kind of, I love that song. And it's like, oh, like, you know, Danny's going to not America, but I'm sending them off anyways. But then we settle on actually Bookends theme Reprise, which is like the most, I actually think it might be the most beautiful song off that album.
Yeah, it's
off
really
the Bookends
beautiful.
Album, yeah.
You can decide for yourself.
You can decide for yourself. We're only going to play that
one. Here on WMFO.
This is Bookends theme Reprise by Simon and Garfunkel for my sweet little Dan.
Mwah. Love you.
My best Dan.
Hee-hee-hee.
And what a time it was, it was a time of innocence, a time of confidences. Long ago it must be, I have a photograph. Preserve your memories, they're all that's left you. We'll be right back.
Let's go. We're on air.
Hello, it's me.
It's me.
This isn't letting me. My computer is not working.
What okay. song do you want to play next, though, theoretically?
Let's see. So that was Ribs by Lord. Haha, we snuck up on you there. I bet you weren't expecting that. This song is one of my favorites. I used to listen to it on the bus home from high school junior year, and it's just such a, like...
Which one?
I don't know, seminal, it's Groceries by Mallrat.
Oh.
It's just such a seminal, like, song.
Sorry, that was on
me.
My Deezo playlist, and I was
yes,
like, oh, I feel
exactly.
like this one. But then I ended up, I didn't put it on this playlist.
No, it's so
dude,
good. And
hive mind right now.
Yeah, right? I was about to say it. Lucy put it on the playlist that they made for me, like, 2 years ago. And so it's just, I have a lot of good memories with it. But yeah, this is Groceries by Mallrat.
Give me some sign, I think that was supposed to be.
something. Hello.
Hello.
That was Groceries by Marat. Up next, Lucy has
a song for my grandma Grams, who's I don't think is not listening right now. But this weekend she came for my graduation. Unfortunately, she broke her ankle and then fractured the other one pretty badly.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. So she's been a little down and out. And I got to spend a lot of time with her yesterday, which was really nice. And so they flew back to California today, and my grandma's hopefully gonna have some surgery and stuff. But yeah, she loves listening to the show. She requested, the only time she ever requested a song was this one song, With You by Valerie June.
Cute.
And so I just play this one all the time for her, because I always do a Grams dedication. So this one's for Gramsy. I don't think you're listening, but I love you. I'm putting good energy and thoughts your way.
Also, hi, Mom. Yeah. I love you, too.
Well, we should have, like, a song that
a
you play for your mom.
A song for my mom. Okay,
yeah.
Well, I just wanted to say hello
okay,
as well
yeah.
before.
Okay, well, I and my mom. I love you, too. And my dad and everyone else.
Everyone who's listening, hi, we love
hi.
You.
But, yeah, no, if you... We should... Okay, I'm going to play this, and as I'm playing this, think of a song you want to play for your mom. Because she
Every
needs her own song.
Every time my mom requests a song, it's always Despacito by Justin Bieber.
It can be Despacito if you think that's good.
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Okay, I'm going to play it. You think.
Okay. Song, Lucy. I'd never heard it before.
Thank you. It's so good, right? It's the demo version, too.
I'm gonna
too.
Add it to my playlist.
Do it.
Okay, so I thought really hard, and I'm not playing Despacito for my mother.
You could
Sorry.
Play Despacito.
No, but I don't like that song.
Okay.
So, but I have another song. When I was a kid, we used to listen to Adele's 19 a lot. I, like, know, like, almost every single word to that, like, every song on that album. But, especially... there's two songs on it, Daydreamer and then Make You Feel My Love. And when I was a kid, my mom would always be like, this is song is how I feel about you. And I feel like when you're a kid, you like never really like get the weight of things that your parents say, or like the weight of like sentimentality, because you're just like a kid in that. I don't know, for me, like, it just didn't really hit.
It's not like you take it for granted necessarily, but it's like you don't appreciate, like, I think when you don't necessarily know, like, much about life or the world or like how it can be a lot or difficult or all these things that people go through, you don't realize that like someone telling you that kind of thing is like so meaningful.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're just like, oh, it's a given almost as a kid. You don't realize that like
it's all like,
nothing is a given. No, nothing's a given. It's so beautiful, yeah.
And so this song, my mom would always say like, oh, this is how I feel about you and Amalia. And that's always like, meh. But yeah, so this is Make You Feel My Love by Adele. Originally by Bob Dylan, but Adele does a way better job.
Play it.
Hot take.
World you'll see where such a crazy world, you'll see. We're all chasing after our end. Chasing after our end. Lights just around the bend, my friend. Moon, river.
By Frank Ocean. Such a beautiful song. Also, something that I used to do on Epic Moth Time, before it was Naive Melodies meets Epic Moth Time, is I used to give a bunch of moth facts, because I'm obsessed with moths. And yeah, I just thought I would say another moth fact before I never go on the radio ever again.
I'm sorry that we didn't do this throughout the year.
No, I just like forgot that this was something that I used to do.
Super fair.
Yeah. So here are some epic moth facts.
Let's do it.
Moths are indicator species, which means that their numbers tell scientists if an ecosystem is doing well or badly, which is, I think, pretty cool. And they're also really important pollinators. So, yeah. That's those are two moth facts. And then a specific moth fact is that the Atlas moth, which is usually found in Southeast Asia, is considered to be the largest moth in the world. And it has a wingspan of like 30 centimeters, which is essentially a foot, which is crazy when you think about it, because it's actually a moth. And not a, like, that's like larger than some small birds. And I got to see it when I went to this really cool butterfly conservatory in Aruba. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
I wish I could show you all a picture, because there's a really silly picture of me like geeking out in front of this moth. And we got to see them mate and hatch. And I was like, wow, this is incredible stuff. Anyway, yeah, they're really beautiful. And if you ever have a chance to go see one in the flesh, I really recommend it. Because you're like, wow, how do I get to exist on the same planet and in the same universe as this thing? Yeah, anyway, up next we have a song that I really love called How Can You Really by Foxygen.
Thank you.
Hello.
That was 17 by Youth Lagoon. And before that, How Can You Really by Foxygen.
Great songs.
Thanks, Lucy. Yeah. We have our final song coming up soon. But before that, I just want to say... both of us are a little teary. It's been real and so lovely, and yeah, so glad that I could have, that we had this opportunity. Me and Lucy were like the first people in our friend group to do WMFO, yeah, like in 2021, and our music tastes have gotten so much better, and we've gotten so much wiser, and it's, yeah, I'm so glad that I get to do this with you and your friend, and
yeah. I know, I'm really grateful.
It's been an honor and a pleasure, and I'm so lucky.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Do you want to introduce the next song?
Yeah. This next song is This Must Be the Place by Talking Heads, which is what my show was named after. Yeah, I don't know. Love you, Dan.
I love you, too. This Must Be the Place by the Talking Heads.
Thank you.